We bring on ESPN analyst Matt Doherty. And, Matt, you'll be calling the Arkansas-Florida game tomorrow there in Gainesville. And I'm sure that Florida is looking to take out a little revenge on the Razorbacks after what they did to them in Fayetteville earlier this year.
Well, I think they're going to be doubly mad, not only because of what the Razorbacks did to them in Fayetteville, but also the fact that they just lost to Missouri, and they had a few more days than Arkansas has had to prepare. So I imagine there's going to be a little smoke coming out of their ears, and it's going to be an interesting game.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think Florida, you're going to see them play their best, especially what happened in Arkansas and that they just lost. When we're talking about teams on the bubble and tournament teams, I don't know if you're on the committee that does that or if you know the people, what they look at. Do they look at the last 10 games and then kind of who you've beat on the road? How important would this victory be for Arkansas?
Well, it would be huge, I think. They don't really focus on the last 10 games anymore, but there's a lot that goes into it, and road wins is certainly one of them. Non-conference scheduling is another. But the thing about Arkansas is that they haven't won consistently on the road. And so that's a big negative, even though their record is decent and climbing. They had a road win at Auburn, but they haven't done enough on the road, I don't think, to get the attention of the NCAA committee at this time. And then on top of that, the SEC is a little bit down this year, so maybe in the past, if you had a win in the SEC, it had a little bit more pop to it than it does this season.
Matt, I was going to ask you about the SEC and the fact that a lot of national people are saying it's down this year, and I would think that people around the South would say it's down as well. Saying that, how many teams do you see the SEC getting into the dance this year?
Well, that's a good question. I think that you're looking at Florida. I think you're looking at Missouri. I think you're, Ole Miss. If you listen to Joe Lenardi, he's got them on the first four out, like as we speak.
Yeah.
And so I think they've got to do a little work to keep their spot. So, you know, Florida, Kentucky obviously has a lot of work to do because they're a new team now without Nerlens Noel. But I would say Florida, Missouri, and then, you know, does Ole Miss hold its place? And then can Kentucky take it to another level and kind of reinvent themselves? And then is there a team like Arkansas or Alabama that gets in there? Because, or even a Tennessee. Tennessee's been playing, pretty well of late. So I think there's still opportunities, but if I had to say locks, I would say Florida, I would say Missouri, and I would say Ole Miss.
Matt Doherty, former college basketball coach, current ESPN analyst, joins us here on Overtime. He will be working the Arkansas-Florida game tomorrow on ESPNU, 6 o'clock Central tip time. Matt, when these two teams met before, Florida never led in the game. Arkansas was up by as many as 27 points in the game. Do you think that Arkansas will come into this game, obviously on a three-game winning streak, but with confidence, knowing that they were able to beat Florida in Fayetteville the way they did?
I think they have confidence. They've got good players. You're talking about Marshawn Powell. You're talking about B.J. Young. That's a talented group. So I think that they should have confidence. And I think it's going to be, okay, how do you handle the first punch that Florida throws at you? The thing that Arkansas has done and Mike Anderson's teams have always done, they play with great energy. And your energy gets enhanced at home when you have 19,000 fans going nuts. And now you're playing on the road, so you're not going to have that energy, and you're going to be on a quick turnaround, a second game on the third day. That's not easy to do. So how can they muster up the energy to go in there and throw the first punch or take a punch and respond positively? So, that's the biggest thing to me, is the energy level of this team versus the energy level of Florida, who's been sitting around since Wednesday, getting ready for this game.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And I think that Arkansas, having the youth, not having the senior leadership, I think that hurts them a little bit when they go on the road. But in this situation, I think it will help them the fact that they played, and then all of a sudden they're playing again almost. They didn't have time to think about the game. So I do think that'll help them. And I'm looking at their record right now, Arkansas 17-9 with five games left. Is there a magic number that you would think, like if the Hogs got to 22 victories, would that be good enough in, as a team in the SEC to make it?
I don't think there's a magic number, because I think you have to have a good RPI. You have to have a certain strength of schedule. And, you know, there have been teams in the past that have had, you know, a 22 win or 21 wins, 20 wins, and haven't gotten in. So I think it all comes down to who did you beat, you know, where did you beat them. And, you know, I think health comes into it. Was the team healthy that you played against, or were you healthy? But, you know, they still have some opportunities left. You've got, you know, a road game at LSU. You have Kentucky at home. At Missouri will be a big game. And then obviously the SEC tournament. That's going to be – every conference tournament is going to be pretty exciting this year. SEC probably no different than any other.
And, Matt, I guess that those in the SEC, those that might be on the bubble in other conferences as well, are hoping that those teams that win their conference regular season go ahead and take care of business in their conference tournament. Specifically, look at Middle Tennessee State in the Sun Belt. If they go to Hot Springs and don't come out of there with winning the tournament, the Sun Belt could be a too big league this year.
You know, that might be a stretch. I think that might be a stretch. I think
even though they beat Vandy and Ole Miss?
Yeah, well, Vandy's not Vandy's not the Vandy we know of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, last year Vandy struggled this year, and Ole Miss, you know, they're a bubble team right now. So it's not like those are huge wins.
Yeah.
So I don't see the Sun Belt getting two teams in.
Yeah, I think it'd be tough, but When we're talking about the SEC, and you said Vandy's not what they were, and I know they were able to win the SEC tournament last year, what do the voters in the committee, how do they see the SEC? I mean, is it even a top five basketball conference in the country?
Well, you know, they've gone through a rebuilding deal. You know, you think of all the players Kentucky's lost. You think of some of the new coaches that have come in. So I think that they've got some good young players. Caldwell Pope, sophomore at Georgia, very good player. B.J. Young, obviously sophomore at Arkansas, very good player. So I think there's some very good young players in the league. Last year they were so good with Kentucky and Vanderbilt and Florida that there's going to be turnover, and it's just the way it is in college athletics. So, you know, I think they are a little bit down right now. I think that the Big East and the Big Ten are two of the most, you know, dominant leagues right now. I think they both will have a large number of teams getting into the NCAA tournament.
Matt, we saw when Arkansas played Florida, Will Yeggett tried to go in the game. He played 1 minute, was one of two from the free throw line, only scored 1 point, but then the knee flared up, was not able to play. He is done for the regular season. Is that correct?
Well, he's going to be – I read something from Florida that he's ahead of schedule. So I think he'll be back before the conference tournament.
But not for tomorrow?
I don't believe he'll be ready for tomorrow, no.
Saying that, Arkansas was able to get Patrick Young in foul trouble. Without a Will Yeggett, can you say maybe a little bit of an advantage to Arkansas on the inside?
No question. I think that that's one thing that in some of the key losses, especially against Missouri and Arkansas, that Patrick Young has not dominated. You know, he's gotten a low number of rebounds, low number of points in both of those games. He's got to, you know, really hold his own. And the risk is he's got to play major minutes. So if he does get in foul trouble, who comes off the bench? They are a small team. Their really backup center is Murphy. And even Yeggett's not really a center. He's more of a forward. But, boy, is he really a valuable player to the Florida Gators.
Arkansas is going to try and get them up and down the floor. The O'Connell Center is a tough place to play, and I know you're looking forward to calling this one tomorrow.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. It's, you know, the styles of play, too. I think that Florida's going to go after Arkansas, and I'll be shocked if Mike Anderson decides to not press and walk the ball up the floor. That's not what he does. And so I'm looking forward to seeing them up close.
Matt, we appreciate your time here today on Overtime, and I'll see you tomorrow down in Gainesville.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.